Right, we're going to carry on now with a song from Tracy Grammer. And this is one of the songs written by her late partner, Dave Carter. A marvellous song this is from her new EP, Book of Sparrows. Tracy Grammer, Lord of the Buffalo. We'll follow that with an equally powerful song of a different struggle of Aboriginal people from Australia, from Kev Carmody and Paul Kelly. And then we'll have some Rani Arbo and Daisy Mayhem at some point after this. Because we all need some mayhem every now and again.
Once upon a world long gone, in the shelter of an early dawn, they were half a million strong, made the valley rumble. Come the hunters with their rifle balls, he heard the fury of his daddy's fall, ran crying to his mama's call, saw her break and stumble. So we ran with the swift and young, from the hunters and their hungry guns, ran until he was the only one on the silent prairie. See him wander in the hills alone, always looking for that haven home, and the father of his father's own, and a sanctuary. There's an endless plain beyond the curtain of the pouring rain, where the golden prairie rolls forever and the tall grass grows. Bitter wind blowing high and wild, have mercy on your wayward child in search of an age ago, and the Lord of the Buffalo. Gray Eagle left the blue-eyed town, climbed the mountain where he once looked down, saw the worry in the furrowed ground, and the heart plowed under. Woke walking in a dream one night, saw a vision by the fox firelight, mighty horns and a coat of white, and a voice like thunder. There's an endless plain beyond the curtain of the pouring rain, where the golden prairie rolls forever and the tall grass grows. Bitter wind blowing high and wild, go easy little wayward child, there's a home for the restless soul, said the Lord of the Buffalo. Slipped away from the white man's jail, went running down the trickster trail, with the moon behind me. In the hills before sunrise, saw his silhouette against the sky. I'll be running till the day I die, for the hunters find me. Here's an endless place, curtain of the pouring rain, where the golden prairie rolls forever and the tall grass grows. Bitter wind blowing high and wild, gather up your little wayward child, so the saint and the sinner go to the Lord of the Buffalo.
one, eh?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, we get it spot on.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Gather round people, I tell you a story, an 8-year long story, power and pride, the British Lord Vestey and Vincent Lingari were opposite men on opposite sides.
Vestey was fat with money and muscle, beef was his business, broad was his door. Vincent was lean, spoke very little. He had no bank balance, hard dirt was his floor.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Gurindji were working, nothing but rations. Once they had gathered the wealth of the land, daily depression got tighter and tighter. Gurindji decided they must make a stand.
They picked up their swags, started off walking at Wadi Creek. They sat themselves down. Now it don't sound like much, but it sure got tongues talking back at the homestead and then in the town.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Vestey man said, I'll double your wages. 7 quid a week you have in your hand. Vincent said, we're not talking about wages. We're sitting right here till we get our land.
Vestey man roared, Vestey man thundered. You don't stand a chance of a cinder in snow. Vincent, if we fall, others are rising.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingari, he boarded an airplane, landed in Sydney, big city of lights. Daily he went round, softly speaking his story to all kinds of men from all walks of life.
Vincent sat down with them big politicians. This affair, they told him, it's a matter of state. Let us sort it out. Why are people hungry? Vincent said, no thanks. We know how to wait.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow.
Then Vincent Lingari returned in an airplane back to his country once more to sit down. He told his people, let the stars keep on turning. We have friends in the south, in the cities and towns.
Eight years went by, 8 long years of waiting. So one day a tall stranger appeared in the land. He came with lawyers, came with great ceremony, threw Vincent's fingers, poured a handful of sand.
From little things, big things grow. From little things, big things grow. That was the story of Vincent Lingari. This is the story of something much more, of how
people know where they stand, and they stand in their long.
There's a road I walk where I find myself staring out into the void, where mysteries whisper secret dreams, uncertainties destroy. When I'm feeling down, it gets cold and dark, empty and alone. When I open my heart, I can feel the heat of every rock and stone. Nobody told me what to believe, so I guess I'll keep on wearing this heart upon my sleeve. I'm gonna find my own road to heaven. I'm gonna find me mine. I'm gonna find my own road to heaven. I'm gonna find my own road to heaven. Down tree and a stump where people stand, and the sign says stop here and listen to me, I'm gonna take you by the hand. The road up ahead is full of twists and turns, dangers on every side. Brother, you're in luck if you listen to me, I got a place where you can hide. Then they tell me what to believe, but they never tell me what their sleep. I'm gonna find my own road ahead. I'm gonna find me mine. Think that I was all alone, and I hid myself in shame. Everybody seemed to know better than me all the rules of the game. But those days are gone, and I'm moving on. I see the lanterns up ahead. I got my traveling companions by my side. I'm gonna walk this road until I'm dead. Yeah, I'm gonna find my own.
Yeah, Road to Heaven, Rani Awo and Daisy Mayhem, song written by Anand Nayak, the steel guitar player in the band. They're coming to town March the 9th. You might have seen them last summer at the Vancouver Folk Music Festival, a couple of summers ago at the Mission Folk Festival as well. Great band. They really are a fine band. Good name as well. Rani Awo, fine singer and fiddler, and the man with the disposable drum kit. And Yeah, fine stuff. Good band. And you can see them on the 9th of March at the St. James Hall. It's a Rogue Folk concert, so you can buy tickets online at roguefolk.bc.ca or even roguefolk.com. I think that works as well. And they're on sale at Rufus's Guitar Shop, 10th and Alma, and the very fine record store, High Life Records, on Commercial Drive. You can buy tickets for that show as well. And you can also reserve them online, 604-736-3022. Not even online, you can reserve them on the phone, 604-736-3022. And you can buy tickets online if you've got a Visa card at roguefolk.bc.ca. Before Rani Arbo, we heard Kev Carmody and Paul Kelly, and a true story of Vincent Lingari and the Aboriginal cattle herdsman in the Northern Territory in the 1960s. Had a big fight with Lord Vesty, British beef baron, and it led to all kinds of land rights issues. And they were offered money, of course, double their wages to knuckle under. And they said, no, this is our land. We're going to put fences around it. You guys do that all the time. This is our bit. And we'll just wait until you see sense. Because, you know, we've been here a long time. We can wait. You guys are probably more impatient. And they were correct. And, they kind of won that particular battle, but the war for land rights still goes on in Australia, as indeed it does here in Canada. And we had a song about Canadian land rights and stuff like that. Lord of the Buffalo from Tracy Grammer from her EP Book of Sparrows to start that set. Tracy Grammer's going to be in town March the 8th at the St. James Hall as well. Tickets in the same outlets. But I really love that song that's from Kev Carmody and Paul Kelly in the middle of there. From Little Things, Big Things Grow. Yeah, it's from an album called Bloodlines that Kev Carmody put out. Of course, Paul Kelly, a very famous songwriter from Australia as well. Look it up on the web. It's very interesting. Just you can do a web search on From Little Things, Big Things Grow, or you can look at Vincent Lingari, but I'm not sure. I can't remember how you spell it. It's kind of weird. It doesn't quite sound the way it looks. But, yeah, or Lord Vesty, V-E-S-T-E-Y, Australian land rights, but Kev Carmody, C-A-R-M-O-D-Y, that'll get you there. Very interesting story. Right. Well, it's about time we had some polkas, I think. Here's some polkas from Four Men and a Dog. Their new album's called Wallop the Spot. Here the boys are thraping it in fine style. Thank you.
chanter chanson de métier, joueur de tour et tournant.
On va vous chanter chanson de métier.
En premier, il faut avoir le tour, chantourner comme un artisan.
En premier, il faut avoir le tour, tour à dos, tour à bois, tour de chant.
Et fixer des ponches de bois franc au cœur de tant de belles années.
Et fixer des ponches de bois franc.
Troisièmement, tout en tournant la pièce pour guider le couteau. Et
troisièmement, tout en tournant la pièce. Tour à tour, tour à bois et tour de chant.
Modeler les bennes à la bédane, modes anciens, anciennes.
Modeler les bennes à la bédane.
Finesse et fini, ça se raffine. Un peu de brandy, de paraffine.
Finesse et fini, ça se raffine. Tour à tour, tour à bois et tour de chant.
Forger à son tour le chant du bois, sonne et résonne les temps.
Forger à son tour le chant du bois.
Écoutez la chanson des tourneurs, tourneurs de balles qui font chanter.
Écoutez la chanson des tourneurs, tour à tour, tourneau, tour à bois, tour de chant.
Thank you.
That's the Celtic Fiddle Festival featuring André Brunet from Quebec, from La Bottine-sur-Liante, and Kevin Burke, of course, formerly of Bothy Band and Patrick Street and all kinds of great bands, and now living in Portland, Oregon. And Christian Lemaitre from Brittany, and Jed Foley on guitar backing him up. And occasionally they do a four-piece fiddle thing as well. They're amazing. And they have been touring with a very young Algerian fiddle player. I'm not sure if he's going to be on the bill with them this time or not, but he's apparently a real hot fiddler. So anyway, always good to see the Celtic Fiddle Festival. And it's going to be here in town in all its glory on Saturday, March the 15th at Richards on Richards, part of the Vancouver Celtic Festival, or to give it its proper name, the Edgewater Casino Celtic Fest Vancouver. And lots of good stuff coming up for that festival, of course. Battlefield Band we got in the next set. Been nominated for a Grammy. It's amazing. About time. I've been doing the music for 40 years, but, you know. They're playing on the 12th at the Commodore. And billed as the world's greatest Kaylee. She'll be quite good. She's Tillis Folly are going to be there. Stephanie Cadman. All kinds of people. And Tony McManus is playing at the Yale on the Friday, the 14th, with Stefan Hannigan as his special guest, as a fine piper and the best baron teacher in the world. And I don't know, there's this big sort of thing at Richards. Oh, and Tony's also hosting the sort of the Celtic Lounge late at night upstairs in the Tom Lee Music Hall on that Friday night. And there's going to be Wendy McIsaac there from Cape Breton and all kinds of good people. And Spirit of the West are celebrating their 25th anniversary with a couple of nights at the Commodore. It's part of the Celtic Festival, and they may have that strange left-handed kilted fiddler from Cape Breton who has the same last name as Wendy McIsaac. Yes, Ashley is back. Is he going to be playing with Spirit of the West? And do I mean on stage, or what do I mean? I don't know. Find out at the Celtic Festival. Go to their website. Very interesting. Lots of stuff coming up, and you can buy tickets already. It's excellent. So, anyway, that's set. We started off with Four Men and a Dog, a set of polkas from their new album Wallop the Spot on Hook Records, Dan Murphy's, Tom Barrett's, and a couple of other tunes in there. What were they called? Oh, yes, Tarman's Cross and the Upper Church Polka. Good band. And in between there, a little bit of Quebecois music from Le Vent du Nord, from their new album Dans les Airs on Borealis Records, Tour à Bois. That's a fine band. They're going to be around for the Pacific Contact at the end of March, so maybe, maybe we can persuade them to do a little show, you know. They're quite good. Actually, they're amazing. Great band. Good album as well. Well, we're going a little bit further east of Quebec, a little bit to the north as well, over the water to Newfoundland. Frank Marr, veteran accordion player, brilliant accordion player, former member of Figgy Duff. He's got another band called the Mars Bars with Gene Hewson, singer and guitarist, Christina Smith on fiddle and cello, and what's the other guy's name? Seamus or somebody. Anyway, he's got a baron player in the band as well, but the band is called the Mars Bars. And Frank Marr put out an album called Marvelous, spelled M-A-H-E-R, hence the sort of bleating in the pronunciation. But anyway, it's Frank Marr, and this is a medley of tunes from the album Marvelous. And they're going to be at the Festival du Bois, March 1st and 2nd. Bonnie Kate and the Cuckoo's Nest. Thank you. lovely stuff. No wonder they've been nominated for a Grammy, is it? That's Battlefield Band from their new album Dukin. And it's on Temple Records, and they're in town on March the 12th for the Vancouver Celtic Festival. It's a medley of tunes called Killer Fadder and The Boo Baby's Lullaby. Before that was Sharon Shannon from her latest album Renegade on Daisy Discs, Madonna. And we start off with Frank Marr and the Mars Bars from the album Marvelous, Bonnie Kate and The Cuckoo's Nest. Well, it's about 11:45 here on CITR. As promised earlier, some music from Malinky. This is a great Scottish band that's making their Vancouver debut on March the 2nd at the Rogue Folk Club at the St. James Hall. And their third album is called The Unseen Hours. And from it, a song called My Ain Country, Malinky.
Three sisters with another. Hey. all went good for the buffler on the bonny banks of Fordy, and he had me put the floor again. Hey, oh, bonny, when it's up there start to have banished man on the bonny banks of Fordy, stain the first by the hand. Hey, oh, bonny, and he's done her rent and he's made her stand on the bonny banks of Fordy, saying, will ye be a robber's wife? Hey, oh, bonny, or will ye die behind my penknife on the bonny banks of Fordy? Oh, I'll no be a robber's wife. Hey, oh, bonny, I'd rather die by your penknife on the bonny banks of Fordy. So he's staying out his wee penknife. Hey, oh, bonny, and there he's twined her whole life on the bonny banks of Fordy. Second by the hand. Hey, ho, bonny, and he's turned her round and he's made her stand on the bonny banks of Fordy, saying, will ye be a robber's wife? Hey, ho, bonny, or will ye die by my penknife on the bonny banks of Fordy? Oh, I'll no be a robber's wife. Hey, ho, bonny, I'd rather die by your penknife on the bonny banks of Fordy. He's taken out his wee penknife. Hey, ho, bonny, and there he's twined her whole life on the bonny banks of Fordy. The hand. Hey, ho, bonny, and he's turned her round and he's made her stand on the bonny banks of Fordy, saying, will ye be a robber's wife? Hey, ho, bonny, or will ye die by my penknife on the bonny banks of Fordy? Oh, I'll no be a robber's wife. Hey, ho, bonny, nor will I die by your penknife on the bonny banks of Fordy. But I hear a brother in yonder tree. Hey, ho, bonny, and can you tell me, well, it's he'll tell ye on the bonny banks of Fordy. Come tell to me your brother's name. Hey, ho, bonny, my brother's name, it is Babylon on the bonny banks of Fordy. Oh, sister, I done this ill. Hey, ho, bonny, I done this dreadful hell to ye on the bonny banks of Fordy. He's ta'en out his wee penknife. Hey, ho, bonny, and there he's twined his Indian life on the bonny banks of Fordy.
That is Malinky, the Bonnie Banks of 40, and also a song called My Ain Country. And they're going to be in town on March the 2nd. That's from their album The Unseen Hours on Green Tracks Records. We've got time for one more song here before the end of the show. I'm going to leave you with a very dramatic love song for the Valentine's Day week. It's from Seth Lakeman from his album Freedom Fields. It's a song called King and Country. Thanks for listening to The Edge on Folk. Hope you've enjoyed it. Don't forget you can download podcasts of this show later on today. And stay tuned to CITR for Generation Annihilation after this. From Seth Lakeman, King and Country.
The doorway, your hands upon her head. The weeping maid, her lover's lost or dead. Her longest day had only just begun. And she cursed the man who favored for the gun. Just find the love who fell for you after 25 years no more. Spot from whence we came. It's for king and country. I'll come back again. Thank you.
Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get off the air.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
We have you surrounded. Come on, put your hands up.
Good afternoon, all. Welcome to Generation Annihilation here for another Saturday afternoon.